So thank you very much for inviting me here today to speak with you about the new packages and get a little bit of an update on what's happening. So firstly, you've announced a new suite of packages. Could you talk us through the changes to the existing packages first, please?
Yes, sure. Thanks for coming along, Chris. So what we've done, we've done a revamp of existing packages. So all existing packages will remain. So customers aren't forced to move in any direction. And the idea of keeping those existing packages, because we're aware that we've only got a few days to the end of the month. So if people want to change and they haven't decided yet which package they want to move to, they've got time in order to stay on the current package as it stands. So what we've done, we've had a look at existing packages. We haven't changed any prices, so prices remain the same through all existing packages. And we've added additional quota. So what you will see is the smallest package, which is the extra small. We've increased the quota by 52%. And so hopefully customers will find that pleasing. And then every package up into the extra large have been increased by 25% or 10%. The top end packages, we haven't changed. And that's primarily because when you look at the prices of those packages and what the new packages offer, you would assume that most people would move off that onto the unlimited anyway. There's also been a change of speeds as well. So you will notice the speed for the extra small has doubled, and there's been an increase in speeds from the small and medium as well. The large and extra large and the ones above that remain the same. But it was all to give people a better value for money, and for people who probably feel they don't want to move to the new packages or have no need for it, we're giving them something back as well.
And how were the increases to packages decided?
Well, spent a lot of time deciding on how we worked through it. What we wanted to do, we're conscious of people from affordability point of view as well, so making sure there was fairness across the range that we were offering. And as you know, we did a customer survey, and there was responses around broadband with speeds and also prices that they pay. So ultimately, our aim was to provide a better value for money to customers.
And looking through the updates, there's no speed increases for the large or extra large packages. Is there any reason for that?
No, we didn't increase the large or extra large, because at that point where it sits, we felt that was fine. But that also gives the people for the extra large, if they wanted to move to the new package, because what you can see is the new packages have speeds of 10 and 15. So we've never offered 15 megabits before. So that then gives people the option, if they wanted to go more for the speed, then they can do so.
And on the topic of speeds, there's nothing here about upload speeds.
The upload speeds? No. So upload speeds are constrained for ADSL. So the fastest we can offer in the upload speeds on the current ADSL is the 1 megabit. So that's why we haven't changed that. How we're able to do that differently going forward, I don't know. That's more of a technical aspect that we would have to consider. But that's why that hasn't changed at this point in time. We obviously offer bespoke services for businesses where there are different connections, and you know, we speak regularly to various businesses around the island, so they have different upload speeds. But on the current, the normal broadband that you have for residential packages, we aren't able to change that.
Because when you think about upload speeds, you might think about content creators who maybe want to put content out on social media, YouTube, TikTok, you know, promoting the Falkland Islands. It's very slow to upload those videos, especially if you just want to do it as a hobby and show what a wonderful place it is to live.
Yes, and I understand that. Yes, so from a residential point of view, it can be restrictive. I do understand that, and I do emphasise with customers. From a business point of view, if you're a business and you're wanting to change that, then there's other options that we can give it, be it VDSL or, you know, fibre for the larger businesses that want it. Then there's various options to consider. But I do understand your point from a personal point of view.
And then you've got the brand new packages. Do you want to talk us through those?
Yes. So first time that we're able to offer this. So they're unlimited packages. And we've priced this two that we've offered. So one is the standard one, which is your 10 megabits priced at £229 a month. And then a pro, which is the fastest speed. And as I mentioned before, we've never offered speeds up to 15 megabits before. This is the first time we've done that. And hopefully people who want use that type of broadband in their home, be it gaming or, you know, certain downloads that they want to be able to do, this will actually support them for whatever they need.
Now, you mentioned about gaming there. However, online gaming does require low latency internet with a lower ping. Where are you looking at with, you know, any updates on low latency?
So low latency at the moment, I assume you're referring to what we previously had launched, yes? So low latency at the moment is currently still being tested. There are regular updates going through on that, and we're not ready to launch it yet because the system isn't ready. There's still some issues that we need to iron out, and we're not going to launch it if it's not ready. So currently at the moment, that's being tested.
Do you know how long a delay we're looking at this? Because this was originally for December, originally, and there was delays due to items not, parts not arriving on the boat, other further delays, and then things went live and the whole internet went down for the islands.
Yes, so you're right. We launched it in June and we withdrew that within a week because we realised that people's services were not what they should be, so which is why we took it away. Until we are confident that it is at a level that we want to relaunch it, I can't give you a date until we're absolutely sure that it's right to launch.
Back to the new packages. You're only offering speeds of up to 10 megabits per second for standard or 15 for pro, unlimited pro. Do you think that's going to be fast enough to tempt customers back who might have been considering other options such as Starlink, which sees speeds in the hundreds of megabits per second?
Yes, so Starlink has a different offering to what we have. The way Starlink works is that their capacity, they purchase their capacity at satellite level. We purchase our capacity and we distribute it on island level. So what you will find is as there are more users, whilst the speeds are significantly higher than ours at the moment, as it becomes more users on island with Starlink, those speeds will change. It's been seen on other islands as well who are also using Starlink at the moment. And I think the speeds then in some cases drop to around 20 megabits or thereabouts, which is possibly more in line with what we're currently offering at 15 at the moment. It is very different, but our offering is different. We offer other services that Starlink don't currently offer, which I'm sure you're aware of, and we're regulated as well. So all of this is within what we currently offer as a package. So just on the new packages as well, Chris, you know, we could have, you know, when you asked what was our thinking around how we came up with the new package, we could have just launched the unlimited, which was price point at £229, and then the £320. We could have just launched that. But that you're only catering for one section of the community when you do that sort of thing. And we thought it was only fair that we do give something back to everyone in the community so everybody can benefit. So that was our thinking when we went and added extra capacity from extra small all the way through to the extra large packages, was that everyone in the community, it wasn't just the people who could afford to be on the unlimited, could benefit from this whole review that we carried out.
And talking about the speeds, back to that, what assurances can you give customers that they will be able to get these advertised speeds for the unlimited packages, and what tests have you done?
Okay, so we have bought a significant amount of extra capacity. So as I say, when we purchase capacity, we purchase it and we distribute it on island. So we know the number of users we have and roughly how much capacity people would be using. So we've increased our capacity by about 70% specifically for the launch of these products, which is why it has taken us a few months to get everything online. We've tested it. And it's all working fine. There is no issues that we've picked up on so far. And we've loaded the extra capacity from Monday evening, early hours Tuesday morning. We haven't distributed it to customers because it would be unfair to do that before we actually launch the products. But in the background, this has been fully tested before we're ready to launch on the 1st of September.
On these unlimited packages, why should people choose this if they can't use the Wi-Fi hotspots? So I know you mentioned that people might want to go from the Pro packages to unlimited, but they can't use the Wi-Fi hotspots around town. One commenter online said, no incentive if you cannot use internet when away from home. And another said, with a possibly a cynical mind, saying, surely this would mean an increase on people having to pay for the 4G boosters.
Yeah, so the reason for not offering it onto the unlimited was to ensure that the system wasn't abused. If you can imagine, if you have a customer paying for one unlimited package, and this was shared out among, I don't know, five members of the family, their best friends, their passwords, using it, you then cause a degradation of service for other paying users as well. So it was to protect that. So at the moment, all current packages, before we launch the new ones, you can access from the Wi-Fi hotspots. But for the unlimited, if that was abused, it would affect other users as well. And it would be very difficult to be able to monitor that usage like that. However, what we are doing, and we've put it in our announcement as well, is we are offering, at the end of this year, we're working very hard on delivering some improved mobile packages, which gives you better value for money. So hopefully customers see that as a way of being able to be out and about and be able to still give 4G services. And our 4G services, data usage on that is better than using a Wi-Fi hotspot anyway. So hopefully, I mean, those customers who don't move to unlimited are still able to use the Wi-Fi hotspots at the moment.
Would it not be an idea to maybe give unlimited customers 10 gigabytes of data they could use at the Wi-Fi hotspots?
So an unlimited package with an add-on, like a booster, you mean? Or
an allowance that they can use when they're out and about connecting to Wi-Fi hotspots?
Technically, that might be a bit difficult because they would still be using their current login, I would assume. It would be something we'd have to think about that. I can see it being an issue with they would still be using the same logins. How do you monitor that? How do you know when they're on a Wi-Fi hotspot and not currently where they is when you consider you have how many customers? You know, you've got, 3,000 people here? It could be difficult to monitor, but it could be something we looked at.
On the topic of the mobile packages, you know, do we have a time frame for this? Because that's another thing that was asked of, you know, is there a timeline for when the data packages will go out?
Yes. So what we said is by the end of the year. So we're hoping to have it all in place by the end of the year, of this year.
Some of the other customer sort of points that have been raised on social media, somebody said, as customers have to give 3 working days notice for downgrades, suggesting everyone will have missed the opportunity to drop packages down and take advantage of the increases for September. Is that right? Or can they downgrade mid-month?
I would be surprised on the level of the current capacity we offered for the packages that someone would downgrade, because you wouldn't be, the increase in packages doesn't mean that the package which is a step behind you is higher than the one you're currently on. So that would surprise me if a customer downgraded, because they wouldn't be any better off than where they were originally. However, the 3 days in place for any downgrades is still in place. So they would have to give notice. But as I said, we're keeping the existing packages, so they don't have to rush to do it for September. They could have a think about it and consider it in October. But I really don't see that being a possibility when you look at the packages and the increases. The increase doesn't take you above the package above, if you know what I mean.
I see where you're coming from, but I think the issue is, so for example, I recently upgraded from medium to large, because I was hitting my limit towards the end of the month. At this point, I've not hit my, you know, that gets me through to the end of the month. For in my case, the extra amount of data, welcome, but I may not use it all. And I may find that going back down to medium is enough data for me going forward. I think that's what people are asking. You know, they're saying, oh, this is actually going to be, I'm not going to use all this data. I need somewhere between this package that I last had, the package below, and what I'm on now. So maybe the new increased package is the right amount of data.
Yeah. Okay, I see where you're coming from. The current procedure is still in place at this point in time. If we do change that going forward, then we'll let customers know. But at this particular point in time, that's still in place.
And finally, somebody else said they're disappointed there still isn't a package between £37 and £82. For those of us that don't use our full package but can't drop down as it's too big a drop, is there any prospect of bringing in a package in between those two?
We could look into that. I'll be honest, that's possibly the first time that someone's brought that to my attention. It's something we can look into. Obviously, it's not something we'd launch right now because we've done a review of the packages while we were going through that. But it's something we can look into going forward. I just wanted to thank our team for all the hard work they've done to get us to this point to be able to launch it. You would have noticed we've had some outages in the recent months, and this was all in preparation. It was a lot of long hours that our team put in, working nights, because when we have an outage, we do try and ensure it is at a time when it affects the least amount of people. So that means our team are working from midnight to 4-6 o'clock in the morning as well to get this all up and working. So I just wanted to say thanks to everybody in my team, because everyone has played a role in helping us to get this far, from the technical side to our customer services team, our finance team, and the networks, you know, and the people taking the calls as well with all these queries and following up on some of these comments that we're getting, the feedback we're getting as well. So as I say, we're keeping current packages as they are for the simple reason we don't want anyone to feel pushed into going quickly to a package they haven't thought about. So they're all running in tandem with the new packages as well. So take your time, decide what you want to do and let us know, and the team will be more than happy to help.